For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Joy Bonalla with My Telehealth. As the COVID-19 pandemic rages on around the country, here in South Carolina, more people are being hospitalized from COVID-19 than at any point since the virus hit last March. That's according to the South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control. It's leaving clinicians, in some cases, to rely on telehealth to safely reach their patients. This week, a national campaign launched called Telehealth Awareness Week. Ann Mond Johnson is Chief Executive Officer of the American Telemedicine Association.
So the significance is that this is the first time we've raised the attention level across the country around telehealth, made it not just a policy issue, but a public issue. We have to have dialogue about this at the community level, about why this is so important.
The ATA is a national organization exclusively focused on promoting the adoption and engagement of telehealth by clinicians and consumers.
The ATA during the pandemic launched a series of campaigns to really ensure that we were able to cement the gains associated with the regulations and legislation that were waived during the pandemic that allowed people in rural communities to receive telehealth services easily. Previously, it was a very difficult and onerous process. You had to be in a certain location to receive a telehealth service. These were often laws or rules that were put in place in 1997, which I always love to point out was 14 years before the iPhone came out.
They have been working at the federal and state level to advance policy for the utilization of telehealth.
The fact that federally qualified health centers and rural health centers can now offer telehealth services, these are profound changes, and we think they should be made permanent.
Telehealth flexibilities afforded during the pandemic, during the public health emergency declaration, are slated to end at the end of this year. At the Medical University of South Carolina Center for Telehealth, Sonia Frankowski, manager of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, prepares for the week.
Telehealth Awareness Week is a pivotal opportunity to showcase the great telehealth programs that take place in South Carolina.
The South Carolina Telehealth Alliance was created with the mission that everyone in South Carolina deserves access to quality healthcare, regardless of where they live. In 2020, SCTA partners conducted almost 230,000 virtual urgent care visits in South Carolina. That's an estimated 710% increase from 2019. Frankowski hopes that by showcasing telehealth services through Telehealth Awareness Week, that people will learn more about services that exist around the state.
It kind of hopefully triggers further innovation and recognition and people actually having a voice to say, you know, we want to see these kinds of services available where we are.
That's Dr. Rick Foster, a consultant on population health and health equity for the South Carolina Departments of Environmental Control and Health and Human Services.
Telehealth can be very effective in providing a very broad range of both outpatient and inpatient health services and ancillary services, but also the general public, people at all levels, need to understand that it could be available to them.
Mon Johnson adds that it's that community awareness that increases the potential for advancement of telehealth opportunities.
We all have an important role to play in ensuring that telehealth becomes a permanent modality. And our opportunity is to remind our publicly elected officials, both at the federal and the state level, that you want to have access to these services even after the public health emergency.
I'm Joy Bonalla with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on southcarolinapublicradio.org.